This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I think the case for witnesses and documents is so self-evident that many of my Republican colleagues are desperate to talk about anything else. They're so eager to change conversation from witnesses and documents, from over the question of fairness of the trial, that they're inventing shiny objects and so-called outrages.
Quite frankly, I thought they did a good job of taking bits and pieces of the evidence and creating a quilt out of it. So what I will tell my colleagues is the other side gets to talk and see if they can pull a thread here and pull a thread there and see if it holds up.
Lindsey Graham, Republican from South Carolina, longtime senator and longtime Republican, longtime Democrat, Chuck Schumer, familiar voices, both of them, of course, from New York, and two different takes on what is happening on the Hill in the Senate when it comes to this impeachment trial. Hi, everybody. I'm Kate Delaney. Welcome to the show. If you've never been here before, I talk about what is going on in your backyard and mine, what affects all of us, and trust me, we are all being held hostage by impeachment for the third time in our history. And what's going to happen ultimately, we don't know. Take the wheel of fortune and spin it hard a couple of times, and there are some possible outcomes. Although I will say the most likely outcome is the obvious one and the one I'm sure that you think will happen, many of you, and I don't care what you label yourself as. It's very unlikely that this president is going to be removed from office. I think sometimes there's confusion as to what impeachment is. This isn't a criminal trial. It really is about, is this president going to be removed or not on these charges of abuse of power? So it was an interesting day, too. Let's put it that way. If I were to analyze it for you, which, hey, that's what I do for a living, doing this talk opinion thing, you know, you look at it and the Democrats looked at the timeline of evidence. You heard the remark there. They, all the stuff they collected against the president and, of course, the whole Ukraine mixed into the middle of it, which is what this is all about. To sum it all up from Nadler, who is one of the House impeachment managers, Democrat from New York, said the Constitution is not a suicide pact. It doesn't leave us stuck with presidents who abuse their power in unforeseen ways that threaten our security and democracy. Until recently, it did not occur to me that our president would call a foreign leader and demand a sham investigation meant to kneecap his political opponents, all in exchange for releasing vital military aid that the president was already required by law to provide. As for a Republican response, the president was all over this at Real Donald Trump. If you don't know anything about Twitter, that's his handle. He said, there is no crime here. Entertaining this impeachment is a joke. This whole thing should be dismissed. Defenders are arguing that throwing someone out of office should require a crime. Constitutional experts agree that there does not need to be a statutory crime, perhaps, to warrant impeachment. So there's two different sides to this. Nadler talked about how the framers deliberately chose not to match impeachment to the criminal code, therefore to allow a president to be punished for breaking his oath of office without breaking the law. So this is another thing that came up a few times again and again and again. The Republican response, the defense, if you will, saying that really the president was warranted in asking the Ukraine to announce an investigation into the Biden family. And they analyzed that for probably about an hour. And why is that? Because they're saying he wasn't qualified for that spot, what was happening there. And then the Democrats said that was a smoke screen. Jay Sekulow, who is the president's attorney, one of them anyway, said, what I don't understand is in the last 5 hours, it's been a lot about Joe Biden and Burisma, so they kind of opened the door for a response. And that's what he was saying. Look, you're bringing it up, you're talking about it, and then you're not letting us respond because you chose to go there. You chose to talk about that. And remember, this all centers around the president bringing up Biden July 25th on a phone call with the Ukrainian president and has made Biden's perceived actions pretty integral to the defense of the president, which is what his lawyer is saying. Hashtag that is the truth. The other thing that's being talked about, that the defense team is talking about for the president, saying that the president withheld Ukrainian aid and an Oval Office meeting for really valid reasons. Democrats are saying, no, this is all political. The motives are not pure. They were not pure. But the Republicans are saying, that doesn't make any sense. You need to prove he withheld military aid specifically to get an investigation into Biden. Is this airtight? And see, the Democrats can't argue that, and that's what the defense team is saying. And then, of course, the big one, it's the 100-pound elephant. Notice I said 100-pound because everybody's on a diet. It's the beginning of the year. It's the elephant in the room. The Democrats are just doing this to win the election. That's what the Republicans are saying, that it's about the moment, especially because, of course, we're in a presidential election year. So it's interesting. It's pretty common for these senators to be out of their seats during the trial, although the rules tell them they have to sit down. And they're not supposed to talk during the presentations, but everybody gets up. Because you see it. If you just leave this on, which I know I did, two different rooms, tubes on, paying attention to it, talking to a few people about it in D.C. and what was happening, and then just catching back up, it really seemed like I would be right back in the same spot 2 hours later. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican out of Tennessee, tweeted about reading a book on the Senate floor during the trial. She did. She said, first, I'm reading Resistance by Kim Strassel, reading the chapter on obstruction. It provides good insights into today's proceedings. Second, busy mamas are the best at multitasking. Try it. And so then she had this link to a blog. Oh, my, oh, my. And really, a lot of that has happened during this. So now we have the open arguments that have gone down. Now we've moved forward with this, and it comes up to what's next. And then we bounce into a weekend. So we're going to clean that all up for you next. If you want to throw in your two cents, anybody listening to me really think the president, seriously, is going to get booted from office? 855-266-5283. KD, happy to be here. Meet you on the flip side.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
rate.
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Feel it. Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass.
Now, I don't think Joe Biden's corrupt, but I don't think he's beyond being looked at. I want the public to understand that the claims they're making, that there's no there there in Biden's, nobody's looked, somebody should, and I've looked, and I've got a lot of questions. Were they buying insurance by hiring Hunter Biden? Because they sure as hell wasn't buying expertise.
Ooh, Lindsey Graham kicking the shins of the Bidens. You heard him at the top, but this specifically centering around Hunter Biden and why he's getting paid a fat check to be on the board of this oil company in the Ukraine. And this is at the heart of also the argument about what was the president doing, and this is what the Republicans are saying. So follow me down this path, if you will. You know, the former VP says he's not going to testify at the impeachment trial in any kind of a swap thing. He's not going to do it. He keeps getting asked about that. Hey, they'll give him Bolton if you come testify, or maybe the acting White House chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. And he says, no, it's not going to be political theater. I'm not going to play the game. I'm not going to do it. And it doesn't serve any value of any value to Biden for him to do it. So any lawyers around him or anyone else would say that's why, you know, why would you do that? But it is the other side of the equation of, okay, so do we question, and this is what Graham is saying, do we question at all Hunter Biden and the Ukraine? And here's what I'd say. There's no accounting for what idiots will do and who they put on boards, especially in the Ukraine in this situation. Hey, maybe they were trying to buy a little influence in a sense, but the bottom line is if you know anything, poor Hunter Biden, this is not a smear. He's had a boatload, I mean a boatload of problems, a ton of problems. He is a lawyer and lobbyist, and of course he is the second son of the former VP, Joe Biden, we know that. The deal is he did co-found an international consulting company back in 2009. So he was doing that company after he got out of the whole lobbyist lawyery thing and had connections. Lots of people do that. And he served on the board of this Burisma Holdings, which was a major Ukrainian natural, specifically natural gas producer. And he did that from 2014 to 2019 and made a boat load. Let me say it again. Made a boat load of money. I mean, listen, there because he's in problems with this child support fighting that's going on. He had to disclose financial information as part of that. He's renting a $3.8 million designer home in the Hollywood Hills in L.A., $12,000 a month. So all that's been revealed. Like I said, he's got all kinds of crazy going on around him. But the bottom line is, does that matter when you're talking about he served on this board of this Ukrainian gas company? I mean, that's the question. But Biden's not going to testify. Hunter Biden's not going to testify. That's not happening. And then part of that is the what's being said is, okay, so all that aside, the bottom line is this is specifically about the president. This is specifically focused on that. And then you heard what Lindsey Graham had to say. And Lindsey Graham's right. I mean, why do you pick a guy like that? Look at the past. You know, does he have influence? Of course. Why do you put somebody on a board? What do they know and who do they know? And that's the whole part of it. And he got paid, like I said, a ton of money. But directly linking it to the specifics of what the whole impeachment thing is, it is a stretch. It is. But then you go back to impeachment, and you go back to the specifics, and you go back to the evidence. And if the evidence isn't there, then what do you think the senators are going to vote anyway? But the bottom line is the numbers aren't there. So the likelihood that this president would somehow be thrown out of office, I think, is 5%, if that. I mean, nothing is 100%, but I almost feel like saying 100%. If you offered me that bet, I would take it. And I think most of you would, too, even if this isn't your wish. I mean, even if you don't want to see this and you're like, oh, this is ridiculous. You know, no, he shouldn't be there. This was wrong. It doesn't matter with the numbers. Does it matter that it's happening and being put forward? Well, of course, that's what the Democrats were saying. And then you get to be the judge, because is this president elected again? And that's coming up before you know it. I got my card in the mail today. My voter registration. And I guess really I could just show my license. I think there's something cool about getting the card. And I have the voter registration card where it lists me. It lists, you know, where I am and my digit, if you will, my number that I get in my county. And I am a proud voter because locally, you know, statewide, and obviously for whatever nationally is happening, senators, congresspeople, president, because that's what I was taught, and that's why I'm proud to be on this show for 15 years. You came to our dinner table, and you had to know what was going on. So I know there's different opinions out there, but I think in the end, if we were to line up, no matter what you wear on your voter registration card, an R, a D, an independent, whatever, I think we're all lining up on the side that it's so unlikely that this happens. By the way, happy Chinese New Year, because it's here. It's so awful with what's happening with this Yuan virus that Hong Kong, they pretty much have canceled the Lunar New Year festival, because how could they risk that? They have quarantine zones for people who may have come in contact with carriers of the virus, especially in the international financial hub area. They're on high alert. 17 people have died since the outbreak started in central China. If you remember, 17 years ago, there was a thing called SARS. 300 people in Hong Kong died. So this new, what they're calling coronavirus, they're not going to take any chances. Not that they did with SARS either, but gambling. Macau, popular with mainland tourists. I know lots of people have gone to Macau. They're saying they had two cases this week. And the Macau Tourism Bureau announced they were canceling all the Lunar New Year celebrations in response. It's too risky. Too many people would come in contact. So what a way to start the new year. But one sneeze in the wrong direction on a subway, could be dangerous, could be deadly. So this is why, I mean, even passengers coming to Hong Kong on the high-speed rail link they have, they got to fill out extensive health declaration forms, and then the trains are disinfected when they arrive. And it's smart, because they can't have that. They've got 500 beds available in isolation wards. That's how worried they are. They have extra emergency clinics that could be opened within a day and a half or 2 days max if an epidemic broke out. Who wants to go there to celebrate the new year? And the answer is people, of course, canceled. Because you don't want to end up like, oh, how could this possibly happen? I'm healthy, and that's the question people say. And in Washington State, they're monitoring people as well, close to home. In Texas, they're investigating a third potential case. A suspected victim has been hospitalized in L.A. Patient zero, though, is in Washington State. Who did he come in contact with? They're still trying to piece that together. Stay with us. Man Cave coming up next in This or That.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, House managers focused on the first article of impeachment, abuse of power. Democrats say the Constitution requires the president's removal.
Nobody is entitled to wield power under the Constitution if they ignore the, or betray the nation's interests to advance their own.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler argues the president chose to put pressure on Ukraine to announce an investigation of his political rival, Joe Biden.
He poses a continuing threat to our nation, to the integrity of our elections, to our democratic order. He must not remain in power one moment longer.
The House managers have all of Friday to continue making their case before the president's attorneys get equal time. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 26, the S&P up 4, and the Nasdaq up 19. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
I definitely was feeling it. I missed the competition, the competing, and trying to keep everything as calm as I possibly could. I didn't do a very good job of that starting out. You know, I made a quick bogey there and early, and I felt like I fought back, and a lot of positives hit into the South course.
All right, so that's the great Tiger Woods. And here in the Whoa Man Cave, we would be talking about such things. I am a fan of, yes, the stick and the little white, orange, or pink ball. I mean, there are also many ridiculous colors. I have to tell you, really, I only have the white ones, however, like Titleist or whatever they are. Tiger Woods opens 2020 with a 3-under 69 at Torrey Pines North Course. I'm taking the show to San Diego in 3 weeks, and I will be a stone's throw or a short iron away from Torrey Pines. Maybe I'll sneak off and see if I can play it. But the season began in a pretty interesting way for him. And he said it. He talked about some of the shakier shots. But he trails Keegan Bradley, former guest on this show, and Sebastian Kepelin by 3 strokes. Rory McIlroy shot a 67 to trail by 1, the Irish golfer. But there's a whole lot of time, because you still have a couple of days and moving day, and then see who gets into the weekend. People are always rooting for Tiger Woods. We love to tear him up, and then build him up. And he is in the build-up position, especially after his amazing win at the Masters that people are still talking about. And 2019 was such an interesting year for Tiger Woods. And he did take the past month off, he says. He began working on his game a few weeks ago, and yada, yada. He's actually testing a new driver. It was in his bag, and then a different ball. So I made the joke about balls. Bridgestone is what he's got, and they play around with the equipment, and I always wonder about that, because he had a birdie at the 13th and 17th, then he bogeyed the 18th, and then he made three birdies on the front, though. So the number one hole, 5 and 9, I think it's us mere amateurs, mortals, let alone the gods of golf. But we'll see if this is one for him to win. Everybody is there. It's always a very big one because it opens up really the PGA Tour. It's the big one, certainly, on the West Coast. All right, I got to throw out this one. I happened to watch this. I was actually watching split screen the tail end of what was going on with impeachment. I guess I was multitasking like Senator Blackburn from Tennessee. But Serena, out. Let me say that again. Serena, out of the Australian Open. Wow. It was wild to watch this because she came back into it, went three sets, and Wong beat her. Wan Quang hit a service winner that almost blew her off the court to take the first set, 6-4. And then Serena came back in the tiebreaker, 7-6, and then ultimately lost 7-5. So for the 27th-ranked Wong, who is would normally be celebrating the Chinese New Year, is a Chinese-born tennis player, she said she couldn't celebrate. She was just going to focus on what was next. So that's, I think, the big shocker. And a former guest on this show in a Woe Man segment, Carolyn Wozniacki, is retiring from tennis, 29 and retiring. She lost her third round match to Onis Jabbar in Melbourne, 7-5, 3-6, 7-5. And that was it. She got teary-eyed. They showed a little tribute video. Boom. And if you're wondering about the great game of football, next week is the Super Bowl. We will have a Nail the Score on our Hump Day show in our first hour, third segment. This weekend, it's the NFC versus the AFC in the Pro Bowl. Who cares? In Orlando. Shh, don't tell the NFL. I think they try to make it in between because they thought it was going to be more exciting, and that's happened now for a few years. But, you know, it's just not the same thing. But anyway, this is what will be going on. And then, of course, you jump to Miami and the Super Bowl, San Francisco and Kansas City. Kansas City, a one-point favorite. All right, something new that we're starting on this show is a game I like to call This or That. We're bringing Eric, the technical maestro of this show, in to have a little fun. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how are you?
So a little This or That, and that's where you start off and you ask me this or that, so go for it.
All right, let's see. Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus?
Or Jack Nicklaus. Nicklaus, you said it right. Jack Nicklaus, the Golden Bear, just turned 80 the other day. He's an icon, retired pro golfer, one of the greatest of all time, won a record 18 majors, three more than Tiger Woods. I like Tiger. I interviewed him once, which is amazing because he doesn't do very many interviews now, except for if you're on the Golf Channel, I think. But I'm going to pick Jack. I'm going to surprise a few people because it reminds me of my grandfather, and he would always talk about Jack or Arnie, and he got me excited about that. You know, and I didn't come from some country club playing family. My grandfather was a rough and tumble truck driver. He had to be. He was super, super smart as a whip, valedictorian of his high school, but he had to go to work. And then he went from driving a truck to actually running a truck company, and he talked all the time about golf, and I always wanted to be around him, and Jack was one of his favorites. So I'm going with the Golden Bear, definitely because of those memories. All right, what else?
Potato chips or buttered movie popcorn?
Are you kidding me? I would take you to a movie right now, Eric, and I would get a tub of buttered movie popcorn, one for me and one for you. The thing about it is, though, because I'm really trying to be in shape and I'm killing myself exercising off the air and all of that, the buttered popcorn is so loaded with cows, I'd have to just put a little bit on. But when you walk in the door and you smell that popcorn, I don't know what it is. I just can't resist it. So without a doubt, every time it would be, as much as I could eat a potato chip, I'd go with the popcorn. Next.
Captain Crunch or shredded wheat?
Are you kidding me? Same thing. Shredded wheat, better probably for you, although I don't eat any cereal now. Captain Crunch, I can remember being in the dorm and eating it at 3 o'clock in the morning, if you know what I mean. Of course, I mean, that was such a handy snack. Are you a Captain Crunch fan?
I've had enough Captain Crunch in my life, I think, growing up, so not so much anymore.
So you would go for, like, the shredded wheat?
Yeah, I tend towards more of the healthier stuff, too.
Healthy. Yeah, because we pay for it in the end. All right, what's next?
Elton John or Bruce Springsteen?
It's almost an unfair question for someone like me, because I have great memories of Elton John's songs, but I grew up in Jersey and Philly, and it is all Boss Land. I mean, it is like a sin if you announce out loud to someone you do not know who he is and you do not like Bruce Springsteen. I mean, the E Street Band, are you kidding me? Still Born to Run. Baby, we were born to run. I can't sing. Forget that. But, I'm going to say it again. It would be Bruce Springsteen for me. There's just no question about it. Whether it's Born in the USA, Dancing in the Dark, Streets of Philadelphia, old vault stuff, whatever it is, I got to go. I love Elton John, but I got to go with the Boss. Well, who would you pick?
I would have to agree with you. I think
the Boss.
Yeah. I don't listen to either of them much, but I even still, I would go with Bruce.
Love it. All right, what's next?
Beach or mountains?
All right, we're playing This or That with Eric. Beach or mountains? My Aunt Pat used to take us to the Pocono Mountains, and people always made fun of the Poconos, but boy, it was really fun. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. However, my family was a beach family. We went to the shore with the white sand and swimming and body surfing and, building sandcastles and eating cheesesteaks on the boardwalk. I just have great memories of the beach, and I like beaches in general. So if I can go to a beach, it relaxes my head. I like the beach. I would pick the beach every single time. All right, I think we're going overseas. What's next?
Italy or Ireland?
Ireland, hands down. I mean, Italy would be cool, and I need to go there. I want to take a trip to the Amalfi Coast. I mean, all of you know this. You could have 2 cents in your pocket, and they're advertising how cheap some of the trips are. But I just went to Ireland, and I'm going back again in May. And I have so much family history there with the Delaneys and the Fitzgeralds, and I love it. It's green. Every place you look, there's castles, half castles, real castles, whatever. It doesn't matter. The people are great. I'm Ireland. I'm going to keep going back to Ireland. All right, what else? Well, give me one more.
Got two more. Let's see. Cards,
give me one more.
Cards or video games?
Cards or video games? Cards. I love playing cards. I wanted to play hearts when I was a kid. They wouldn't let me on the table with my family until I knew how to play. And I play now. I'm playing a lot of Dummy Rummy, and I like it. Or Texas Hold'em. I used to play a lot of that. Video games are fun, but I like still cards and the conversation. I can't talk when I'm doing the video game thing. How about you?
I agree 100% with you.
Yeah, you can talk. See, and cars never go out of style. It doesn't matter whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, older. Cards. All right, I love it. This is our first one, the inaugural. I think Eric did a good job. This or that. Coming up next, we're going to go down the fun lane. We're taking you to the movies. Hang with us.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In 1965, this was a sound. Producers done. One more time. One more time. One more time. Ready to see. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good to mama. And if you pay you to see.
When you go to the movies, hey, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Yes, we're taking a break from the movie called Impeachment. Trust me, it'll crank back up the next couple of days. But at the movies, this movie has been advertised so much, it has been, that it's almost, I'm going to be honest, and for any of my boys listening out west, I'm sorry, because I think it actually could be a really good movie, and I'm sure I'll see it because I like so many of the guys in it. But and this is a Guy Ritchie movie. He directed it. Remember, he used to be married to Madonna. It's almost 2 hours, 1 hour 55 minutes. It's rated R. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 71%. And The Gentleman is about an American expat who becomes filthy rich by building a marijuana empire in London. Take a listen.
I want you to play a game with me, Ray.
I don't want to play a game.
Oh, please.
No.
I said play a game with me, Ray. Man.
Right.
Lovely. I want you to imagine a character. Your boss, Mickey Pearson.
You're too smart to be blackmailing us, Fletcher.
Sweet Mary Jane is my vice. Your poison, on the other hand, is and always has been the destroyer of worlds.
You're out of touch, and I would like you to consider an offer.
I am not for sale. The plot begins to thicken. Now, I can't be specific about the heroes and zeros, but our protagonist is a hungry animal. There is a lot of money hanging in the balance. Our antagonist explodes on the scene like a millennial firework. And has indirectly started a war.
I think you need to see this, boss.
That's the one of my followers. How did they find it?
Making inquiries.
His name is Fahok. It's spelled with a PH, so it sounds like Fahok.
Please!
Sorry, Fahok. Come to Fahok.
Please!
If you smell smoke, it's because there's a fire. So you're going to have to stamp that out quickly.
These people are going to clean house, and you are part of that house. In the jungle. The only way a lion survives, not by acting like a king, by being the king.
Oh, brilliant!
I've been waiting so long to see where I'm going.
Oh, it's really warming up now, isn't it?
From the sun.
There's only one rule in this jungle. When the lion's hungry, he eats.
Associates had an accident.
So you killed someone?
No, it was the gravity that killed him.
Do you need those phones?
You get it. Matthew McConaughey, obviously clearly in this, as Mickey Pearson. Also Michelle Dockery, you might remember her voice, from Downton Abbey. Or you have no idea what I'm talking about, but she's a good actress. And Colin Farrell, speaking of Ireland, the Irish lad is in this, and there's a slew of others that you would recognize. Lots of super, super famous and favorite people of a lot of people. It is quite clever. I think I'll probably watch it when it streams. I don't know. It might do well in the theaters. All right, we move from the ensemble cast of The Gentleman to this one called The Last Measure.
Operation Abilene was one of the bloodiest battles of the Vietnam War.
Everybody down!
An entire company nearly wiped out.
We are taking fire!
Prayed for a miracle.
One came. His name is Pitts.
Pitts saved lives.
We put him up for the Medal of Honor.
But he never got the medal.
Justice delayed is justice denied.
The Medal of Honor is the highest recognition of military valor there is. You'll prepare a full decorations review.
Sir Pitzenbarger, sir.
I'm from the Department of Defense.
I'm here to learn about your son.
If you want the real story, you'll need to talk to the mud soldiers.
I've never seen lost men like that. Pitzenbarger comes down that wire and saves men he never even knew.
Sounds like a suicide mission.
Suicide is hopeless. Pitzenbarger did was valor.
I kept telling him to get out, but he wouldn't go.
He was there to save lives, and that's what he was doing.
Why are you here?
Because you're here.
Hell, he shouldn't even have been there. None of us should.
What are you saying?
I
was friendly fire. We were fighting our own men.
The after-action report is missing. We even thought of Operation Abilene in the first place.
Not a can of worms you want to open.
Why not? Information was removed from the original review.
You had no idea where you're starting.
I have never seen you back off of anything.
Usually we're judged by what we do. But what we don't do is what haunts us.
I'm gonna go public with the story.
Sounds a little dangerous.
But it'll be great television.
Getting that medal for Pitts, for the men I lost, might be the only decent thing I go out of that war.
Pitts and Barbara's father. He's dying.
Dying isn't harder than losing a child. Do what you can.
Guys like Pitts and Barbara do what they do for each other. Life for a life.
I need to finish this.
Praise as this young man assures that the sacrifices of the fallen will never be forgotten.
I like this. I would love to see this on the big screen. The Last Measure, 1 hour, 56 minutes, R, drama, war. The story is about a Vietnam vet and absolutely star power in this. It's gotten some pretty decent reviews for sure. It's a great movie, one that touches our lives, just amazing cast, that kind of thing. And you've got Sam Jackson in it, William Hurt's in it, Chris Plummer's in it, Ed Harris is in it, and so many more for sure. So this is one that's on my list. I probably will see it, and then I'll give you a really super good review. This is a cheap movie review. I'll give you the full 911, but I definitely will go and see it. All right, Street Dancer 3. How about that? Ready to get the dancing, everybody? Here it is.
India or Pakistan? Chahe cricket mein mile ya dance battle mein maza to aayega aur meri life ka rule number 1 hai never be number 2
agli baar muqable ka man hona to kuch naya seekh ke aana
bada to dekh bhai
bada akad hai iski
अरे एक दिन एक कमेंटेटर ने ना इनके कैप्टन से पूछा
यू नो इंग्लिश
उसने बोला अंग्रेजी कम्स टू मी मतलब इंग्लिश आती है
कमाल गले पड़ने वाले आज गले लग रहे हैं अचानक
यस सर मैं मानता हूँ कि एक अलग कंट्री से पर सर मेरी बीजी हमेशा कहती है लव दाई नेबर कुछ नया देख रहा था ना ये था नया
तू जानता है तुम्हारे और हमारे डांस में क्या फर्क है तू खुद के लिए डांस करता है हम दूसरों के लिए
पर क्या है ना अन्ना चैंपियन भी इक्का तब निकालता है जब सामने बादशाह होता है मजा आएगा
You get the gist of this. It is about dancing, and then there were some clever moments there about, oh, say it in English. It's Street Dancer 3D, 2 hours and 30 minutes. It's this epic dance based on the colors of dance and the unity that happens between groups coming together. It's two rival dance groups from India and Pakistan. They've been competing against each other every time they meet. And it's actually gotten some very, very good reviews. I think it'll find its audience because people who like to shake, people who get it, and people who like this genre of movie will go and find it. If you go to any of those movies or any others, send me a cheap movie review, katedelaneyradio.com, and I'll send you a copy of my tip book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show, everybody. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time,
Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.